Hi, I'm Karen Calabrese, and we're here today at my raw vegan restaurant, and I'm going to be making some food for you.
Hello, health seekers. We're glad you could join us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, with our special guest, the ever-youthful and charming Karen Calabrese. Miss Calabrese has been featured on many national popular television programs, such as The Oprah Winfrey Show, CBS Sunday Morning News, and NBC's The Today Show, plus featured in Chicago's two largest newspapers, the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times. She has also been honored with the first annual Raw and Living Foods Golden Branch Award in 2002 for introducing the idea of raw and living foods to the greatest number of people in mainstream society.
I haven't had meatless chicken or dairy in 42 years now. Wow. And it has served me very well. I don't get sick, I don't get tired, I went through menopause with no symptoms, I've got the same body I had at 16, and I work 16 hours a day, 6 days a week at 64.
Her positive attitude and boundless energy have helped her maintain the longest operating raw food restaurant in the United States. Karen's passion for clean living and her love of life are her greatest motivations. 30 years ago, she used raw foods and detoxification to heal herself of allergies, skin problems, fatigue, and many other physical ailments, and has since been a radiant example of the incredible benefits of plant-based living. On Wednesday, Ms. Karen Calabrese showed us how to make her nourishing green meal smoothie and a special versatile raw vegan almond pate.
And I just made a meal, almond pate. And you can do so many things with this. I'm going to taste a little bit of it for you and see if it's suitable. I mean, that is so good. What did it take? 5 minutes? Not even 5 minutes to do it?
Today, we're back in the kitchen with Karen to learn several incredible raw vegan recipes that will surely impress.
So now, I'm going to take this almond pate, and I'm going to show you all the wonderful things you could do with it. Remember those mushrooms that we marinated? Let's take the mushrooms, and we're going to make appetizers for our friends. You've got people coming over to dinner, or you have to go to someone's home, and they ask you to bring something to eat. So if you remember, we marinated our mushrooms, and you could do this the night before. You could make the almond pate the day before. I mean, this doesn't have to be done in the moment. And the beauty is that you do them ahead of time, the flavors kind of go in a little further and last a little longer. And I'm going to take my mushrooms, and I'm going to fill it with some of the pate. And this is it's unbelievable, the combination. It's so delicious. So we'll just put those mushrooms on there. Wish you could be here and taste them with me. Then I think just to pretty it up a little bit, I'm going to add some little grape tomatoes to add a little sweetness to it. So we have salt, fat, and sugar here. That's what the human condition is always looking for, salt, fat, and sugar. And these little grape tomatoes are very nice and sweet. Put a little parsley on top. So, and there you have a perfect little appetizer plate to take to a friend's home or to serve to your friends when they come over. The other thing you can do with your almond pate is when it gets a little old, it's been in the refrigerator for a few days, I take it and make little patties out of it and dehydrate them. And you can use these for crackers or a bread. And you could blend your mushrooms and put it in the between and eat it like a little sandwich. So this is just the dehydrated almond pate. And they're pretty yummy too. And it's a great snack, and it's food on the go, because when you dehydrate foods, you just remove the moisture, but the enzymes stay intact if you don't dehydrate it over 110 degrees. So now I'm going to take the same delicious almond pate. I just want to show you how easy it is to run a raw kitchen. We're going to take the same pate, and we're going to mix it with some chopped onion, a little dulse to make it have a seafood flavor. We're going to put chopped onion in there, chopped celery, and guess what you just made? Tuna fish. You just made yourself a nice raw tuna fish. And you can take pine nuts and macadamia nuts and make an olive oil and make a great raw mayo. You want to add some chopped onion to it, chopped celery, and you just made a tuna fish salad. And one of my favorite things to make, we'll make next, is we're going to make some sushi rolls. I'm just trying to be a little fancy today and use a mat, but you don't have to use a mat. And we're going to take our nori sheets, and you can get raw nori sheets, and you want them scored towards you. You want them being rolled towards you. Our pretend rice that I made with the sprouted wheat berries, this is going to be our rice for the nori sheet. And we're going to spread it on the nori sheet like it's a rice. But if you don't have the sprouted wheat berries, you could use lettuce. You could actually make a rice with cauliflower and pine nuts like we make our mashed potatoes. I'm going to add just a little bit of lettuce to it, just to add more greens there. I'm going to add a little onion. You could add carrots or celery. We're going to take some of the sunflower greens and put them right here toward the end. And you know what I did this morning when I was making this for the first time? I did something really unique. I added some sliced mango to it. You know, most Asian restaurants, they add a little sugar or something sweet, so I figured a little sliced mango would add a totally different flavor and texture to it with all the sesame oil and the salt and the, oh, let's put avocado in there too. Let's have our fat. So I'm going to put some avocado in there. You could have just about any vegetables in your house. You could marinate them in the olive oil and a little salt, and they'll taste like they're cooked. We'll add some almond potato to this. So now we're going to push this all together. Oh, and we want to wet the end of it. We'll put a little water here. Okay, and we want to tighten it. Okay. And then we lift it up and roll it a little more, and we tighten it some more. But like I said, if you're not proficient with the mat, you could actually just roll it yourself. Just keep rolling it forward and tightening it up in there. You see, we have this wonderful nori roll. I'm going to add a little more moisture on the outside of here, even maybe a little of the nori to hold it together. And we just made a delicious sandwich. Now, once again, this is our almond pate. So I'm going to take this, and you need a nice, very sharp, serrated knife to do this. This could also be an appetizer, or you could serve it as an entree. So now I'm going to get a plate and plate my beautiful nori wraps on here. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? And it's totally raw, very healthy for you. And you could take this to work for like a sandwich to eat throughout the day. Put a real tall one right there. And then we'll put some tomatoes around there on the plate, and more of the lettuce, and some of the mangoes, because these, and my mangoes, my favorite mangoes are these beautiful yellow mangoes. They don't have string. So we just made an entree. So how many seconds did that take to make? How's that? Looks pretty exciting to me. And this is all done with our almond pate. Hi, so now we're going to make one of my favorite desserts. People get so frightened about a raw kitchen. I don't know how to make raw foods. Well, we all actually eat raw foods, and it's much easier to make. I mean, I can make everything in one blender here. I don't even have to wash it in between. Honestly, I mean, I do, but you don't have to. You could just make everything one after another in here. In fact, some of the flavors as they mix together really gets quite interesting. You don't know what you're going to come up with. You never have a mistake in a raw kitchen. So once again, we have soaked nuts, which is what the book is again, soak your nuts. So we're going to take our soaked nuts, and this time we're going to use cashews. This looks like about 2 cups of soaked cashews, and we're going to put it in our Vitamix again. And we're going to use, about 2 cups of purified water. I like to add to all my desserts a pinch of salt. Your sweets, it kind of helps to bring out the flavors if you put a little salt in there. And once again, all I'm going to do is blend. So I have my soaked cashews in here, and I put the water in, and now I'm going to add sweetener and agave nectar to it. Any sweetener that works for you is fine, but we like the agave nectar. It's a nice vegan sweetener, and we're going to blend it. And you want to blend it until it's a nice, creamy, smooth consistency. So you could use this as a cream, you could use it as a milk, you could make it even thinner. It's really delicious. Now I'm going to take this mixture and I'm going to let it sit in the refrigerator. And as it gets cold, it will thicken up. You see, this is getting nice and thick. So here's the dessert. Here at Karen's Fresh Corner, we make a nice raw granola. So you could use the granola with the cream and use it like a breakfast. Or you could take some flaxseed, some ground flaxseed, and we're going to layer this with ground flaxseed. We're going to add some of our cashew cream to the mixture, and then we're going to add some sliced bananas. And this is a very elegant, pretty dessert to serve your friends, or you could eat it for breakfast, or you could eat it for dinner. Remember, there's no tags on our food. Now I'm going to add another layer of flax to this, and maybe I'll add just a little granola to it to give it a little more substance. And then I'm going to add more of our cream on top. And then let's start getting some color in here. I'm going to add strawberries, but you could use raspberries. Nice, fresh, organic strawberries here. I'm adding a little more granola in there. You could add some other ground nuts if you like. You make walnuts or something you could ground up and add. I like the flax seed, more of the flax. Let's throw a few more bananas in there. And then you could take the same mixture and dehydrate it. Absolutely, you could dehydrate it and it would come out kind of like a cookie, a nice soft cookie. You could add a little vanilla to it. That would really add to the taste. Some vanilla bean. I don't have enough time. That's really not a good excuse in a raw kitchen, because you can make all of this ahead of time. It takes seconds. You could put a beautiful little mint leaf on top of this. Let's add some more of the granola on top. And you just made a beautiful dessert. A fruit parfait, I'd like to call it.
We send our gratitude to Ms. Karen Calabrese for being such an endearing inspiration for compassionate eating. With your beauty, kindness, and tireless efforts in promoting plant-based nutrition, Karen, may we soon transform the world into a haven of vibrant health and happiness.
I always say, I'm not teaching anything special, and I got the best business partner on the planet, God, you know, because I'm just helping you to step back into His plan, and there's no way it can't work. And so if you start feeding your body the way it was meant to, the raw living foods, the vegan foods that it was intended to take in, it changes your attitude. It changes everything. It changes your connection, not only with the planet and the universe, but the people around you.
Esteemed viewers, we have enjoyed your company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Stay with us now for Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your altruistic heart and noble deeds. For more information on Karen Calabrese and staying healthy and forever young through veganism and detoxing, please visit www.karenraw.com. Thank you. For more details, please visit www.suprememasterTV.com/veg.